On this most unusual of election days, Bloomington Normal leaders react to the state's new COVID restrictions going into effect tomorrow.
If people want to help the restaurant community, they also need to cease having these small group family and friends gatherings.
That's Normal Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, November 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with how bar and restaurant owners in McLean County will have to find new and creative ways to attract customers without indoor dining. More from Eric Stock.
Peter Connolly co-owns Maggie Miley's, an Irish pub in Uptown Normal. He says business was finally starting to recover from the early stages of the pandemic when restaurants could only serve curbside or delivery. Maggie Miley's doesn't deliver, but he's considering adding that now. Connolly says a big part of his dine-in business is alcohol, which he loses with curbside service. As the region's new ban on indoor dining takes effect Wednesday, Connolly says he's not sure how many locally owned restaurants will be able to get by.
If it's a week or two, hey, yeah, maybe we'll be fine, but if it's longer than that, depending on how long, I don't know about ourselves and many other small independent local restaurant owners.
Connolly says Maggie Miley's has limited outdoor seating that likely won't be useful for long. Nearly half of the sales of the Mystic Kitchen and Tasting Room are from alcohol. When the wine bar in downtown Bloomington had to shut down in the spring, co-owner Terry Vanderlut says they started curbside service for wine and expanded from there.
We're writing a game plan on Monday. Initially, our plan was to just focus on the wine, and then there was an opportunity to have cocktail kits, so we moved to that as well.
And curbside meals came later, along with 18 dining tables outside, more than they have inside. They decided outdoor heaters weren't worth the investment. Mystic instead hopes to attract customers online. The wine bar recently held its first virtual wine tasting and may soon do the same for cocktails. But the COVID shutdowns haven't been all bad for some dining establishments. Dave Heideman owns Game Day Grill in Downs. He says he attracted a lot of new customers after the pandemic began.
People just wanted to get out of their house and take a drive someplace that they haven't been to.
And Heideman says some visitors have become regulars. He figures as long as the restrictions don't last as long this time, they will do fine with close to full staffing. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 125 new coronavirus cases were reported yesterday in McLean County, a three-day weekend tally. There are now 12 people hospitalized and over 400 isolating at home. Today is Election Day, and that's an official state holiday for the first time. That means there's no school in Unit 5 in District 87, remote or otherwise, and no classes today at ISU. Bloomington Fire Department veteran Eric West will serve as interim chief starting November 16th after Brian Moore's retirement. A national search for a permanent hire begins in January. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A Leroy family is pushing back against the narrative that young people don't have much to worry about when it comes to COVID-19. 20-year-old Sarah Wielander was a healthy, vibrant college student before she contracted the coronavirus. Now, Sarah's suffering from a stutter, significant short-term memory and cognitive issues, likely caused by a mini-stroke related to the virus. I talked to Sarah's mother, Patty Wielander, about how the past month unfolded.
She had many of the COVID symptoms. She had really severe joint and muscle pain, headache, maybe sore throat at that time for a day, and fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and a fever. And so I took her in to be screened for COVID, and she actually tested negative, but she was being followed by the pandemic team at OSF because she had so many of the COVID symptoms, and they asked that she quarantine, which we did. A couple days into that, she was getting worse. And so they suggested she be screened for influenza, and she did test positive for influenza A. And so for a few weeks, we maybe attributed some of her symptoms to that, but she didn't seem to be getting better at all. And in fact, made a few trips to the emergency room, one time because the pain in her muscles and joints were so severe, and another time because she felt like her chest was squeezing. And then she started having problems with her speech, where she wasn't able to say what words she wanted. And she was hospitalized, had images done, and they can't really prove or disprove whether she had a stroke, but she has now some neuro deficits from the, which the doctors feel are probably from COVID.
How difficult has this been for you to go through?
It's been fairly frustrating not having answers or not being able to access medical care when she's needed it. I feel like at times she hasn't been taken seriously because of her age. It's also been hard because we've had to leave her unable to communicate because of the COVID situation. So like the times my husband has taken her to the ER, a few of the times he hasn't been able to accompany her to make sure that we understand what's going on with her as well.
Your family has taken COVID seriously. You're wearing your masks always. You're only leaving the house when you have to. And this still happened to Sarah. What does that say
right.
to people that aren't taking it as seriously, especially young people like Sarah who may feel like they're invincible?
You know, I've seen postings on Facebook where people say this is a political thing. And we have to some extent made COVID political. I think it frustrates me that everyone doesn't mask and everyone doesn't take it seriously. And I guess I would just encourage people to do that, because you may be cavalier about your own health, but it's you're affecting the people around you as well. And the statistics may be that only 2 or 3% of the people die, but we aren't looking at what happens to people long term, like Sarah, who, you know, may have a lifetime of disability because she contracted an illness.
That's Patty Wielander of Leroy. For more of Sarah's story, go to WGLT.org. Before we let you go, a reminder that, oh yeah, there's an election today. Polls are open until 7 p.m. We'll have special coverage online and on air starting at 6. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.